It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Butterflies are beautiful, and soon they'll be fluttering back into many fields and gardens, a welcome sign of spring. But in Great Britain, it seems some butterflies and moths are wearing out their welcome. Joining me on the line is Dr. Tim Sparks. He's an environmental scientist with the Center for Ecology and Hydrology in Cambridgeshire, England. Welcome to Living on Earth, Dr. Sparks.
Oh, thank you.
So I understand that from reading your article in the European Journal of Entomology that the number of species of butterflies and moths has increased to Britain fourfold in the past 25 years. Sounds like a good thing to me.
Well, I mean, it's certainly good for biodiversity in that sense. And whereas 25 years ago we regularly got 10 species arriving each year, we're now getting more like 40. And there are good things and bad things, of course. We appreciate the butterflies when they come in, but we're not necessarily so keen on some of the moth species, which may be pests as well.
Why are they coming in such great numbers?
Well, it's very clear that this is all to do with warmer temperatures further south in Europe. So in summers when it's warm, we get this northwards movements of butterflies and moths, and they cross the English Channel, and they turn up on the south coast. And in many cases, we're seeing species for the first time.
So when these new species come to Great Britain, are they taking over the habitats of, you know, the indigenous species?
Well, that's something we don't know too much about, and it does cause us concern. We don't know exactly what the competition will be. We do know with introduced species that they can cause huge problems for native species by outcompeting them, and we've got lots of examples in this country of that happening.
Well, we all know about the destruction caused by the gypsy moths. Are you seeing any destruction from any of these butterflies or moths that are coming in?
We're not seeing that yet. I mean, there is always concern that some of these moths are pests of agriculture, and they would include the family which are known as turnip moths, which attack root crops. But we don't really have any evidence yet of big economic problems, but that doesn't say that we won't get that in the future.
Well, butterflies and moths are, of course, insects. Are you seeing other insects, then, invade?
We are. We're seeing new dragonflies, we're seeing new crickets, we're seeing new bees, we're seeing new flies. All the evidence is pointing towards a much greater number of species starting to turn up in this country, and we believe that it's happening in many other species groups as well, which are currently not very well recorded. We're very lucky that people are keen to record moths and butterflies and dragonflies, but there are some very obscure insect groups out there that don't have many fans and don't have many people recording them.
So Dr. Sparks, has Southern Europe seen new insects coming up from further south than they are?
Yes, certainly. I mean, there's been a shift both towards the poles and up mountainsides as well. So we've seen species that are getting further up mountains than they used to be. And we've also seen some new species in southern Europe. We know perhaps more about Gibraltar. And they now have their own population of monarch butterflies. Interestingly, in Gibraltar, it's not migratory. So it's a resident species in Gibraltar. Before, it was present on the Canary Islands out in the Atlantic, and it now seems to have become resident in Gibraltar.
Dr. Sparks, I understand that you model your data on a computer. What does a model look like?
Well, the sorts of models that I use are statistical models where we're actually looking at changes, and we're trying to relate those changes to temperature effectively. And what we'd ultimately be liking to do is to predict in the future by how much things will change as the temperature continues to increase.
Are you at your computer now?
I am.
Can you pull up a model for me?
Okay, for instance, I look at my computer at the moment, and I'm currently working on two bird species, sand martin and swallow, and I can clearly see that the sand martin, which used to arrive at the beginning of April 50 years ago, is now arriving about 20 days earlier than that, and that's a big change over a relatively short time span.
It's going to really change the ecology of Great Britain, if not the rest of Europe.
Yes, I mean, we've already seen a few examples of species that had been migratory starting to settle. Two classic examples in birds are the chiff-chaff and the black-cap, both warblers, which are now present in large numbers in Britain during the winter. But we've also seen a few migratory butterflies, the red admiral and the clouded yellow, which traditionally haven't survived the winter in this country, and now being able to do so, so they're present in the country all year round.
These butterflies and moths have some great names. You mentioned clouded yellow, red admirals.
Yeah.
The hoary footman?
Well, a hoary footman's a moth.
Huh.
Yeah, I mean, there are big changes going on now, very big changes, and we've only had, you know, really modest climate warming so far, about a degree. You know, there's a lot more that's going to happen in the future.
Dr. Tim Sparks is an environmental scientist at the Center for Ecology and Hydrology in Monkswood, Cambridgeshire, Britain. Dr. Sparks, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.